The Interactionist Perspective. Interactionists disagree with functionalists on both the idea that society has a consensus about what crime is and the idea that crime is caused by external forces. Instead, Bloomer said everyone commits crimes and deviance. It is more important to look at the way society reacts to this behaviour. Howard Becker said that society creates rules, and by doing this, anyone who acts outside these rules is deviant. Therefore, the act itself isn't deviant, it is how we label that act that makes it. Interactionists would point out how in one context an act is considered deviant, in another it is normal. It is only when it is done in a way that is not publicly defined as proper that it becomes deviant. For example, killing is not always deviant or criminal. During war, it is more deviant to refuse to kill. Interactionists say this labelling can lead to groups being victimised for crime. For example, the police might label black youths as more likely to be criminal, so people of this group are more likely to be charged with a criminal offence. Furthermore, interactionists say this labelling can mean a person is singled out as deviant. This can result in a self-fulfilling prophecy of this person becoming the deviant they were labelled as. Interactionists say this targeting of certain groups by agents of social control can actually lead to a deviancy amplification spiral. This means that the public takes sympathy with the way certain groups are treated, for example, over-the-top media hatred, and this causes some of the public to join the victimised groups of deviants. An example of this could be disturbances by mobs and rockers in Clacton in 1984 led to heavy-handed treatment from the police, and this then led to more young people joining the mods and rockers out of hatred for the police. Valuation. The interactionist approach draws attention to the importance of labelling and social reaction in crime and deviance. It has also highlighted the fact that we have perceptions of a typical criminal, for example, the image the tabloids project of criminals. However, critics point out that the interactionists fail to say why people still commit crimes even though they are considered deviant. Interactionists also ignore why certain people are labelled as deviants and others aren't.